Now, from Hollywood, Romance.
Since I was a little girl in Red Horse, Colorado, I dreamed of traveling the world to those faraway storybook lands in search of romance and adventure. And then one day, as I stood looking out over the blue Mediterranean, I knew that everything I'd hoped for would come true.
With Joyce McCluskey as Jane Dement, we bring you transcribed the delightful story of Ambrose Bierce, an heiress from Red Horse.
As I look back on it, I don't recall anything especially significant about our arrival at the hotel in Cannes. How was I to know I was about to meet the one man who was to change my entire life? There was Auntie and me, our Mary, and the amount of luggage two women and a maid are apt to have when they're traveling the world. As I say, it was a routine arrival as far as we were concerned. But then, you never know how it may appear to, well, a couple of bellhops, for example.
You know who she is?
Oh, I don't care who she is. She is beautiful. And I can tell from here she would never marry a bellhop.
Her name is Jane Dement. Beautiful, American, and rich.
Not of course, American and rich.
But this one, she is the richest of them all.
Ah, oh, she is beautiful, the most beautiful. And she would never marry a bellhop.
She smiles.
Ah. Oh. How can she smile when my heart is breaking?
Hey, she's coming this way.
She has recognized someone, a guest. Oh, it's Monsieur Renoir, is it not?
Jane Dement, of all the people in the world.
Gig Renoir, I don't believe it.
Hey, wait a minute, you know something? You're beautiful.
Gig.
No, really, I haven't seen you in... what, 15 years, and you spent all of that time getting beautiful.
Oh, I didn't have anything else to do after you left. Oh, it's good to see you, Gig. Give us a chance to freshen up and then stop by for cocktails, won't you?
I'll do that. But make it an hour, can you? Because I've got to see someone off for Paris.
Is she beautiful, too?
Oh, you'll love her, Jane. I'll tell you all about her in an hour.
A flood of memories came back with Gig Renoir. Auntie hadn't seen him in the lobby. With Mary, she was masterminding the luggage situation. But once we were upstairs in the suite, I told her about it.
Well, Giggles Renoir, huh? Oh, my feet. Oh, that feels better. Those shoes are just too blame tight. Now, what do you suppose Giggles is doing here?
Well, he's in love, for one thing. Said he'd tell us all about it. Funny seeing Gig after all these years.
Make you homesick for Red Horse, honey?
No, not homesick, just full of remembering.
How long you gonna keep it up, Janie?
Keep what up?
All this traipsing around the world. Aren't you getting a little saddle weary?
No, I'm not. But I'm afraid you are, aren't you, darling?
Well...
you'd like to pack up once and for all and head back to Red Horse, Colorado, wouldn't you?
It depends on you, honey. As long as you want me tagging along, I'm proud to do it. But I don't think you're happy. Everyone bowing and scraping. All those phonies and hangers-on everywhere we go. They're not real folks, Janie. But God love you, you're still real folks.
Thank you, sweetie. Do I have to go back and live in Red Horse to prove that I'm real folks?
Well, no. Not if you're happy this way.
Oh, I'm not happy. I'm not unhappy. I love to travel and... thanks to the old calamity mine, I can travel. Phonies, hangers-on, they don't fool me. But they're not the only people we meet. Don't you like any of them? Don't you enjoy yourself at all?
Oh, sure I do, Jenny. You know all I want is for you to be happy, honey. That's just natural if you love somebody. It's all Calamity Jim wanted when he willed you the mine.
But a woman isn't ever really happy, is she, until she finds her man?
No, honey, she ain't. Not really.
Well, I want to shower and change before Gig comes. Shall I have Mary start a bath for you?
Oh, land, I suppose so. But I tell you, since I got all this class, I'm near wearing out my hide, lathering it up so often.
Now, how about you, Auntie? Martini?
Old smuggler on the rocks, Giggles. Martini set me to walking on my hands.
Make it a light one, Gig.
Oh, I tell you, it's great to see you people again. Hey, we've all come a long way from Red Horse, haven't we?
I wonder if we have.
We've done it on Red Horse money, don't forget. Why, if it hadn't been for Calamity Jim and your granddaddy, Giggles, getting so big with Wells Fargo and Company, we'd still be scratching around on them mine shafts. And don't either you kids ever forget it.
Lest we forget Red Horse. A toast.
Salud.
Chug-a-lug!
Well, Jay, how long has it been since anyone called you Gunny?
Gunny?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not since I saw you last, I guess. And you'll be glad to know I haven't worn any Gunny Sack creations since then, either.
There were three of you young'uns, wasn't there? Here, fill us up again, son.
All right.
Gunny and Giggles and, you remember, a sort of a scared critter he was. Cousin to Harley Ebright.
Dumps.
Was that his name?
He was Dumps to us. Remember, Gig? First time we ever saw him, he was poking through the rock dump looking for ore the miners missed.
Yeah, used to find some, too. Enough to keep him and his mother alive, anyway.
And he wasn't a scared critter, Auntie. He was shy. Poor old Dump.
He was killed, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I understand. After his mother died, he ran off to Cripple Creek or somewhere like that. Took a job driving a truck to Denver and back.
Oh, I recollect now. He was killed fending off them as held up his truck. Wasn't that it?
Mm. Poor old Dump.
Yeah, watch it, Jane. I'll get jealous of him all over again.
Well, you're a fine one to talk. What about the girl you just saw off for Paris? When you said I'd love.
Oh, I hope you'll love her. Because I do. Oh, she's wonderful. She really is. Karen is her name, and she's... Well, she's a countess.
We're broad-minded, Gig. How'd you meet her?
At a party here a couple of months ago. A chap named Bar... Oh, now there's someone for you to meet, Jane.
Who?
This Dr. Barrett. He introduced Karen to me. Well, you've heard of him, surely, Dr. Barrett?
Nope. Never.
Everyone on the continent knows him.
Well, everyone except me, then. I never heard of him.
Oh, well, Jane, you've really got to meet him.
All right, Gig, if you say so.
Yes. There's something about him. It sounds crazy, but it's something mysterious and... I don't know. Anyway, you'll meet him, you'll see what I mean. Every woman does.
Ordinarily, I think very little about it when someone says, you must meet George. You and George will hit it off just fine. In my experience, that's an absolute guarantee that George and I will be bored stiff with one another. But when Gig invited me to a salon a night or so later, on the promise that the mysterious Dr. Barrett's would be there, I accepted with something very close to alacrity.
Now, let's see. Yeah, that is Dr. Barrett's. And that group over by the windows.
Which one?
Well, no, here. You stand where I am.
Okay.
Now, see, the tall one?
Oh, brother.
And just wait till you see that scar. A perfect scar down the left side of his face.
French Foreign Legion, I presume.
You know what Karen says? She says he hypnotizes people or does black magic or something.
I don't care if he's a cannibal.
All right, come on. Let's go meet him.
No. No, I couldn't. Not now.
What do you mean you couldn't? Jane, that's what we came for.
Well, I know, but... Look, Gig, get me a drink, will you? I think I need a bracer.
Oh, I'll get us both a drink.
Oh, it's you. Hello.
But we haven't met. I don't remember. I'm Dr. Barrett.
Yes, I... That is, a friend just pointed you out. I'm Jane Dement.
Miss Dement? I came all the way across the room to find out if you were as beautiful as you appeared to be.
And was it worth the trip?
You're even more beautiful. I shall have to arrange always to be close enough to appreciate it.
You sound like an American. But you don't talk like one, if you know what I mean.
Well, I haven't been home in years, but don't misunderstand me, Miss Dement. I mean what I'm saying to you.
Thank you, Dr. Barrett.
You say we have a friend in common? How is it we haven't met before?
I just arrived in Con a day or two ago.
Ah.
Gig Rayner's an old friend of mine.
Oh, how nice for Gig. Where is he?
Well, he went for drinks.
Well, they're not hard to... Oh, dear. I'm afraid Gig is trapped.
Oh?
Yeah, the Baroness de Rochefort. She'll prattle on for another hour. We should be able to become very well acquainted in an hour. Shouldn't we?
We will return to romance and our story and Heiress from Red Horse in just a moment. Unusual people in unusual places are commonplace only on CBS Radio's dramatic series, Escape. This thrilling Saturday night drama series produced in Hollywood brings you stories that provide escape from the realities of your own existence, whatever it is. Bizarre experiences set in out-of-the-way locales are yours if you want to escape every Saturday night on most of these same stations. Try Escape tonight. And now for the second act of An Heiress from Red Horse as we return to romance.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Golf de la Napoule by moonlight, or look down on an old Romanesque chapel from Mount Chevalier by dawn's early light, or if you've gathered dew-laden figs and grapes from the vines of sleeping farmers for breakfast. Oh, but let me tell you, it takes longer than an hour, and it's very effective. I would have sworn that I wouldn't have slept when I crept back to the hotel, but I did. I slept beautifully.
And if that don't do it, I'll load my .30-06 and fire.
Oh! Good morning, Auntie.
Good afternoon. Good late afternoon at that.
Oh, lovely, lovely sleep.
Well, you must have needed it, honey. I understand them saloons can tire you out to a fare thee well.
Salon.
Huh?
Salon, not saloon, darling. There's a difference.
Well, anyways, I see you met that doctor fella.
How'd you know?
Well, there's something in the neighborhood of 45 floral offerings smelling up the place.
Really? He sent flowers?
Oh!
He remembered.
From last night? That's not much of a trick, you know.
Auntie, I'm in love.
Are you, honey?
Like 16 years old and really in love. All that's sweet and tender and new, like lilacs and honeysuckle. And holding hands in the dark and feeling shy. And then not shy at all. And... oh, I don't know.
Has he got any money?
Oh, Auntie.
Well, just ask.
I know, but not with lilacs and honeysuckle.
Sorry.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning? People don't know the time of day in this country.
Listen, if someone's there, or you're busy, I'll call later.
Oh, no. No.
Well, say, I hoped I might call on you. I have a plan I'd like to discuss with you.
Sounds wonderful. When would you like to come?
Well, I'm down in the lobby now.
Sounds wonderful. Lobby? Oh, well, yes, I'll get dressed. I mean, how about 5 minutes?
Well, I can wait. 5 minutes, I guess.
Make it three.
3 minutes. Goodbye.
Bye. He's coming up in 3 minutes. 3 minutes? Andy, what'll I wear?
Don't ask me. Slip into some lilacs and honeysuckle for all of me.
I flew low around the room a few times before I found anything appropriate to wear. Andy received him when he came. Heaven knows what they talked about. But by the time I joined them, Auntie was signed, sealed, and delivered.
Jane?
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, Lawsy, don't apologize. The doctor and me have had the nicest sort of chat.
Sleep well?
wonderfully.
So, Jane, I had a good night, too. Of course, these beds are just real comfortable.
Your flowers are beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Oh, she does look good, don't she? Color pinking out in her cheeks. And your flowers, young man, why, I never seen such flowers. No, take that back. There's a shop in Pueblo. Well, now that I
you
think of
you
it...
You said you had a plan?
Mm-hmm. Santa Marguerite Island. It's just out in the harbor, but it's beautiful. I thought we'd go.
I'd love to.
Wonderful.
That sounds just dandy. When do you think you'd go?
Tomorrow, darling. We'll spend the day in... Oh, I beg your pardon. Did you say something?
Who, me? Not a syllable.
We left early the next morning for Sainte Marguerite. Dr. Barrett's had a beautiful yacht. I think I could have floated over on my own power or walked if he'd asked me to. It isn't much of a trip. We were there in no time. And we walked and talked. What's that funny old building up ahead?
That's the Citadel. Surely you've heard of it.
No. Should I?
You're joking, I know. But I'll tell you anyway. That's the famous old Citadel of Sainte Marguerite, where the man with the iron mask was confined in the late 15th century.
Oh?
Darling, you are joking. Anyone who has read his French history, or even Dumas' Vicomte de Bragelonne, knows about the man with the iron mask.
Sure.
More recently, you know that Marshal Bazaine escaped from there and fled to Italy to spend the rest of his easy days.
Wouldn't I be stupid not to know that?
Yes, darling, you would. And you're not stupid, or I couldn't have fallen in love with you.
Have you?
You know I have. You're like a love I'd lost and found again. And loved all the more for having lost it.
Have you loved many times before?
Jane, you mustn't be offended. I've told you. I've fallen in love with you. I want very much for you to be the right woman to share my life.
Do you think I'm the right woman?
I'd hope for beauty. You have that. Love is important, of course, but... You must understand, a man of my position requires a stimulating companion, too. Someone to keep pace with my interests, my friends.
She sounds great. What's her name?
Could be Jane. There's a lot of raw material there, darling. With my culture, background, I could mold it into something quite exciting.
I see. Well, I know a lot of raw material who'd better be getting back to Con.
Darling.
Auntie wasn't feeling very well when I left, and I'm not feeling too well now.
Really? What seems to be wrong?
Nothing. Just everything.
Well, you're back sooner than I'd expected, honey.
Call Mary. Tell her to pack.
Pack?
I want to get out of here, and now.
But, honey, Gig's coming by?
Well, we can tell him goodbye.
I don't suppose you want to be any more direct than you're being.
If I say many more words, I'll scream. Get Mary, will you, sweetie? I want to go home.
Oh, Janie, honey, I'm sorry.
Just help Mary pack, will you?
Sure I will, honey. Sure.
Jane, you'll never guess what's happened. Oh, hello, Auntie. Excuse me.
Okay. I'll never guess what's happened.
You know who I ran into on the street just now? No, of course you don't know. Harley Ebright.
Oh?
Janie, Harley Ebright dumps his cousin.
All right, so what?
Well, he recognized me, and he knows you're in town and swears he's coming up here to see you.
Well, what's wrong with that? If we're still here, I'll be delighted to see old Harley.
Now, Jane, look. Jane, it isn't that I'm ashamed of Red Horse or anything like that. It's just that Karen doesn't know about my background. Look, I wouldn't tell Dr. Barrett about you. Oh, you understand, don't you, Janie?
Oh, brother, do I understand.
Oh, that's great, that's great. I knew I could count on you. I can't I, Janie?
Oh, sure. Sure, you can count on old Gunny. Why not? We wouldn't want anyone to know we were born in a rock pile, never knew from nothing then, and don't know from nothing now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just lots of gloss, but no polish, that's us. Giggles and Gunny and Dump's cousin.
Now, Janie...
Why, the three of us can set Con on its international ear.
I didn't mean to insult you, Janie.
No, nobody meant to, Gig. But let me tell you something. Red Horse is looking better to me by the minute. Look, I'm going to take a walk along the beach.
Well, I'll come with you.
No, I don't want anyone with me. Just tell Auntie I'll be right back, will you?
Jane, please listen to me.
I listened, remember? I listened. And I didn't know what you were talking about.
I know, and it's wonderful.
I still don't know what you're talking about, but I'm not your love or your companion. I don't qualify. I'm a sort of a soup.
I love you, Jane. I've always loved you.
Oh, come off it. I'm not that stupid. You're not making sense.
No, wait. Jane, that girl I described on Saint Marguerite, she was phony. So was I.
You sure were.
No, darling, listen to me. Last night I was just acting. It all happened so fast. I had to prove something to both of us. I wanted to make sure we were the same people we used to be.
I'll let you know when you begin to make sense.
Oh, Gunny. Gunny, darling.
And don't call me... Gunny?
Stupid, wonderful, beautiful Gunny. Don't you know... Didn't you even dream? I'm Dumps.
You're dead.
Only if you don't love me.
But you are dead. Everyone says so. You were killed by bandits back in Colorado.
No, I didn't quite die. All I got was a rather distinguished scar on my face, and maybe I got you, too, Gunny.
Golly.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You've heard An Heiress from Red Horse by Ambrose Bierce, specially adapted for Romance by Kathleen Height and starring Joyce McCluskey as Jane Demond. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Jeanette Nolan, Lawrence Dobkin, Ben Wright, and Lou Krugman. This is Dick Cutting inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. An innocent man is murdered to lure Marshal Matt Dillon out of Dodge City long enough for a bank to be robbed. It's high adventure in the Old West, and there's plenty of gun smoke as it unfolds. That's Monday night on CBS Radio. Don't miss Gunsmoke with this latest thrilling story on most of these stations. Stay tuned now for Stars Over Hollywood, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
Meet Corliss Archer for Monday Night Merriment on the CBS Radio Network.